Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. Wilson Garcia, a man who was crying while a neighbor in Cleveland, Texas, north of Houston, was firing his weapon Friday night. The resulting actions by the alleged shooter, authorities say, he turned the gun on his neighbors. The suspect, 38-year-old Francisco Oropeza, remains at large this morning despite a search involving more than 200 police from multiple jurisdictions. Sheriff Greg Capers from the San Jacinto Sheriff's Office.
We arrived, found four people deceased inside the house. We life-flighted a 8-year-old boy to a hospital, and he has since been pronounced deceased at the hospital.
Another bank has failed over the stresses of the American economy. J.P. Morgan has now acquired all of First Republic's deposits and a substantial majority of assets. It comes after regulators took possession of First Republic, resulting in the third failure of an American bank since March. First Republic set off a wave of concern last month when the revelation that it lost more deposits than expected in March. ...71-year-old Tim Bachman, co-founding guitarist and vocalist for Bachman Turner Overdrive, has died. His son, Ryder Bachman, confirmed the death and added cancer had riddled all throughout his brain. Tim passed away on Friday. Paraguay's ruling candidate, 44-year-old conservative Santiago Peña, won big in the country's presidential election yesterday. Peña, who pledged to maintain Paraguay's long-standing Taiwan relations, had 42.7% of the vote with over 99% of the ballots counted. That equated to more than a 15-point lead over his liberal opponent, Efren Alegre. Alegre's stand was to dump Taiwan in favor of switching allegiances to China. USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Biden administration is bracing for a massive influx of illegal migrants next month.
That's when the COVID-era immigration policy, Title 42, comes to an end. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas telling NBC's Meet the Press.
We are seeing a level of migration, not just at our southern border, but throughout the hemisphere that is unprecedented. It is, I think, the greatest migration in our hemisphere since World War II.
Mayorkas says border enforcement needs resources to handle the expected increase, including money and space to handle all the migrants. Mayorkas is calling on Congress to act. I'm John Schaefer.
A recent poll found that nearly 90% of American voters blame the federal government for the ongoing border crisis. The poll by Trafalgar Group for Convention of States Action poll, 91% of Republicans say the Biden administration is at fault for the crisis at the border. In comparison, 83% of Democrats and 85% of independents agree that the government is responsible. The trial for presidential candidate Trump continues in Manhattan this morning.
Writer E. Jean Carroll testified last week in a New York courtroom saying that Trump raped her in a Manhattan department store dressing room back in the 90s. She was cross-examined by Trump's lawyer, who grilled her about why she didn't scream during alleged assault. Trump's attorney suggests that Carroll came forward after over 20 years in order to sell more copies of her 2019 memoir. It's still unclear whether Trump will appear in court. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Also, check out the archive of all these great guests and their commentaries and discussions that we have in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is our commitment to you. And feel free to download these at your convenience. Listen to them. Share them with your friends and your neighbors. Our gift to you, because we are givers. Selwyn Duke joins us now. He's the writer for The New American, The Hill, The Observer, The American Conservative, WorldNet Daily, American Thinker, many other print and online publications. We're going to be talking about the Biden family. You know, just how compromised is it? Selwyn, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Bill, I'm doing just great. How are you? Great to be with you.
Hey, always appreciate this time here. When it comes to the Biden family, it has just been torturous, what we've had to endure here. I mean, it's been a drip, drip, drip of an ongoing, constant stream of compromise and corruption. But we're told by the mainstream media that we're not to believe this, right?
Right. Well, you say a drip, but actually it would be a deluge if the mainstream media actually did its job, because, as you know, this information has been out there for a long time. But absolutely, and most recently, and this is what I wrote about recently, we had this story where Cathay Bank, which has offices in China, released records to a couple of Republican senators, Ron Johnson and Charles Chuck Grassley. And anyway, these records show that Hunter Biden and his cronies, family members, received millions upon millions of dollars from Chinese sources. I mean, I don't want to bore people with chapter and verse, but I can give you some examples. I mean, it's just absolutely unbelievable. I mean, for instance, Hunter Biden jointly owned this entity that was called Hudson West 3, and it got $1 million from CEFC China Energy, which is now defunct. It got $5 million from something called Northern International Capital Holdings, and it just goes on and on and on. And then this money was transferred, at least some of it, to other companies that Hunter Biden owned or had an association with. He and some family members got a $99,000 line of credit that they used to buy luxuries. Hunter Biden got some kind of diamond, I think it was, as a gift that was valued at $80,000. He valued it at $10,000, I guess, apparently for tax purposes. So all I can say, Bill, is, you know, there might be a family in the country that's greedier than the Bidens, but we haven't identified it yet.
Exactly. And the thing to your point is that, I mean, but for, you know, for this one business showing us some records here, it makes you wonder, okay, how much does the FBI know that they're not saying, or, you know, other government entities, the IRS as well, what they know. I remember when I had this conversation right after Miranda Devine had written the book, Laptop from Hell. That was one of the first questions I asked her. I said, do you think that there's some discrepancy in taxes here? There's no way. I mean, based on the lack of responsibility and how you've characterized Hunter Biden, you think he's going to be on top of his taxes? And, you know, at that point, we already known that there was somebody that paid a $2 million tax bill for him. And so she pretty much believed that that was settled with that $2 million tax payment. And I said, I think that that's a drop in the bucket. I think there's still more to be understood here. And at that point, you know, a couple of years ago, she thought it was somewhat satisfied. I never believed that it was. And, of course, now we're realizing that there's more to the story here, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I agree with you. I mean, we have to understand that, I know you do, that the Justice Department, the FBI, are never going to sift this to the very bottom. They're covering this up. I mean, we know that the FBI suppressed Hunter Biden's laptop, the information within it. We know the mainstream media did. And what's so bad here, Bill, is that we have to think the Bidens might be compromised because of this. They've taken all of this money from these Chinese entities and other entities, too, Ukrainian ones, Russian ones, and for what reason? Hunter Biden never brought any skill set to the table that would justify these kinds of payments. Obviously, it was influence peddling. So we have to ask, with Hunter Biden, all that information on his laptop that the Chinese might have, other foreign governments might have, how compromised are these people? And remember, we can see that Joe Biden has not really been doing the right thing by the United States with respect to China. I mean, the fact is he shut down Trump's China initiative. We had that spy balloon that was flying over our country. Biden didn't say too much about that. I mean, we have our allies, countries such as France, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Mexico, and they're all criticizing us and they're moving away from us. They're cozying up to China. You know, we see that China, and it's aligning itself with Russia and India, other countries in Africa and South America. They're trying to eliminate the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency. And the fact is, Biden's just sitting on his hands, or I should say, Bill, his handlers are sitting on their hands, because Biden, of course, has dementia. He's basically a puppet at this point. But stop me if I'm going on too long. There's a deeper issue here, Bill. And the deeper issue is, look, people love criticizing the Bidens on our side, and it's well-deserved. But understand this. All of our pseudo-elites have been selling us out to China for the longest time.
Right.
That's the deeper issue. You don't have to have someone who may be compromised the way the Bidens may be in order for this to occur. You just need to have the Chinese doing what they do, which is they spread wealth around, they pay these de facto bribes, they apply pressure. I mean, listen, they have actually been able to pressure our Hollywood producers into censoring our movies.
Exactly.
Now, you might say, how does that happen? Well, I'll just give you one example for explaining that. When they had the remake of Red Dawn about an invasion of the United States, which was made in the 2000s, the original was in the 1980s, okay? Well, the invaders were North Korean. Now, you might say, wait a second, that's implausible. Why wouldn't they have portrayed the invaders as Chinese? Well, in the original cut of the movie, they were portrayed as Chinese, but it was digitally altered after production to make the invaders seem North Korean at the behest of the Chinese, because the Chinese didn't like it. So how is this done? It's very, very simple. China doesn't have anything tantamount to our First Amendment. So it can just say to our movie producers, listen, if you want access to our huge market, you have to do our bidding. And if you create movies that we don't want to have seen, we don't want people to see, well, then you don't get access to our market. And, of course, our producers, movie producers, they comply. And then, of course, you have the Chinese putting propaganda in our schools by way of their Confucius Institutes. It just goes on and on and on.
It is so unbelievably pervasive. And you've got to know that it has to be for them to get away with this. Because where's the outrage, you know, from Republicans? Where is the outrage from everywhere else? I mean, are institutions so bought and sold and commandeered by the communist Chinese that they can't say anything lest they would lose their place at the Chinese trough of all this money that is out there that has captured them. Peter Schweitzer reported on this several years ago in saying that, you know, there is that term elite captured, you know, what you referred to, is that our elected officials, they're all part and parcel of this cabal that has sold America out. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Selwyn after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Politics, it's never the thing, you know? It always is something else. That's the way it seems to be. I mean, even today, Hunter is in court trying to defend his appeal to get child support payments reduced. And, you know, and I got to tell you, Selwyn, it just is so, I mean, you can see how prejudiced the media is whenever they speak of the mother of Hunter's child. You know, she's the stripper. You know, we don't talk about Hunter Biden, you know, being the drug-addled sex maniac, but she's the stripper. You know, here's this woman who is trying, I mean, she's left, you know, raising this child that Hunter has fathered, and he's being protected by his own father, the President of the United States, no less, the child's grandfather, who doesn't acknowledge her. Hunter has not even acknowledged his own child, who is now 4 years old, and then the media refers to the mom as, well, she's a stripper.
Yeah, it's absolutely disgusting, and these are the people, Bill, who purport to be defenders of women, right?
Right, yeah. they don't even know what to defend a woman, because they can't even define it. So if you can't define it, how can you defend it anymore?
Yeah, well, there's no question about it. And as I've been saying for a very long time, I mean, and this sounds like a joke, and it is in part, but it also gets at an important truth. If people can't discern the difference between boys and girls, what can they do? What
exactly
can you trust them to do? I mean, these are very, very dangerous people that we have in power, because not only are they anti-American, but they're completely out of touch with reality. Don't lose sight of that fact. You know, a lot of people will say, well, is it that, it doesn't matter who they're talking about, is it that the people here are evil, or is it that they're just incompetent? They don't understand those two things generally go together, okay?
Right.
Evil people lack virtue, and if they lack virtue, they're going to lack the virtue of diligence. That means they're not going to be conscientious, and if they're not going to be conscientious, they're not going to do a good job. That's just the way it is. So, yes, we've got dangerous people at the helm of this country, and the amazing thing, though, I guess, in a way, is that Joe Biden is still there in the state that he's in, but I think that's explainable by way of the fact that you have a Biden camp. You have all these people whose power depends on Biden remaining a figurehead. So they're going to keep him up there just as long as they can. And look, they're probably pulling the strings at the DOJ, the FBI. They control the executive branch, so they can make sure that these things are not investigated, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the situation we're in. You know, that's the problem. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. Well, what you're pointing to is it's an issue of integrity. You know, you get what you design, what you intend to do here. This is why the wrecking crew of the dismantling of the American culture is in full swing, and the American people are just standing by. And you've got to pull the plug on this madness. I mean, Richard Blumenthal, the Democrat from Connecticut, had it right when he said, you know, falso in uno, falso in omnibus. So if you're going to be false in one thing, and you're going to deny, you know, God and the natural laws, such as genders being male and female, well, then you're compromised. I mean, I don't need to listen to anything else that you have to say, because there is such a breakdown in your own integrity that I just can't believe you. Just like Richard Blumenthal, who points this out, who tried to, you know, steal valor himself, not so much I'm sure that he ever apologized for it, but yet it's hard for me to listen to him because of the failure in his own character. And I'm not to say, look, at people shouldn't be forgiven, but at least you've got to come in and say, hey, look, at you know, I really messed up or whatever. And, you know, it's like Swalwell, nobody believes Swalwell anymore because of his, you know, his break in integrity and being involved with a Chinese spy. Again, we're being elite captured. Our country is being bought and sold by these people in power who we've elected to do the people's bidding, and what they decided to do was make a left-hand turn and take care of themselves above all things.
Yeah, Well, absolutely. And that's why it's so funny when people in the media complain about George Santos, the Republican legislator from Long Island, because the fact of the matter is, yes, he's told a lot of lies, but, oh, that's a newsflash. A politician has lied. And I'm not saying it's okay. What I'm saying is a lot of them are doing it. You mentioned Swalwell. You mentioned Blumenthal. What about Biden? I mean, Biden is the original Walter Mitty. This guy has this life, only it's not secret because he's always spouting this nonsense about Corn Pop and the other stories he tells that are absolutely false. It's just ridiculous. There are so many people in that category. And you're right. These people are hardcore leftists. They're completely lacking in goodness and in virtue. But the problem is that too many Americans now are in their boat in that respect. And that's why they're voting for these individuals. You know, you and I have discussed it in the past, Bill. But as John Adams, our second president, said in 1798, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And people don't take that seriously enough. Great minds all throughout the ages have expressed that same sentiment in different words. If we do not resurrect virtue in this country, we are doomed. At the end of the day, Biden is not the problem. This is like Cicero's prognosis. Cicero, the ancient Roman, when someone came to him complaining about Caesar, he said, "Don't blame Caesar. Caesar, yes, he's an ambitious scoundrel." I think that's how Cicero put it. Blame the people who cheer him in the street.
Exactly. Well, and that's the thing. 80 million people voted for Joe Biden. Now, say what you want to say. Have your doubts or whatever. But it's, but still, 80 million people, you know, voted. And then when you see polling that says he's got a 45% approval rating, based on what?
Yeah. No, I know. And look, I mean, I don't believe it was 81 million, but if it was 60 million, that's bad enough. I mean, that's the point. You have millions of people who are looking at this who are saying, okay, well, they believe that boys can become girls just by willing it. They don't believe in enforcing the border. I mean, we just had that shooting in Texas that was perpetrated by an illegal alien who was deported five times, okay? Mm-hmm. And the people he shot were illegal aliens, too. But here's the thing. If he was deported five times, Bill, what does that tell you? It's really hard to get deported in this country. He must be a bad guy. And he wasn't supposed to have a gun in the first place, being an illegal alien. And he went through the house of the victims, executing them, execution style. This guy could be a cartel enforcer for all we know. But he was in this country. And people look at this. These kinds of policies, and they're global warmist fanatics as well. I mean, they're going to kill our economy. And they say, oh, well, this is fine. Yeah, why not? Let's have more of that. Yeah, there's a real moral problem with people when they react that way.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and you suggested this earlier, Selwyn, and I agree with you, and that is that the infrastructure of the cartels is well established for a predicted end. And there's no supply interruption for them. Fentanyl is still coming into the United States. When you look at the cartel map, I mean, most people think, and they hear cartels, they think, oh, south of the border. No, they are here amongst us. In just about every state of the union, the cartel has their own infrastructure well established in all but maybe eight states in this country. Think about that.
Yeah. No, I know. And you've got MS-13. I mean, it's very dangerous. We're importing some of the worst elements in the world. And this is why some people say, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist myself, but they say it's almost as if there's a purposeful attempt to destabilize the country. I mean,
no question.
You see everything that's done. The law is not enforced equally. You've got a double standard, at least, if not a multifaceted standard. Then you've got all of these bad elements that are being invited into the country. You've got these miscreants in the street, as represented by BLM and Antifa, and their rioting and destruction is facilitated by the powers that be. It's very, very disgusting. And, of course, if you destabilize a country enough, for long enough, what happens is it breaks down and you have some kind of revolution. And then what happens after that? Well, after the deluge, watch out. It's unknown.
Well, our first president warned us, didn't he? He said that it wouldn't be an outside force that would take us under. It would be amongst us. We are the ones that are doing it. We're back to what Cicero said, right? Selwyn Duke, absolutely. Thank you so much for being with us. He is the writer for The New American. Selwyn Duke, thank you.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
USA News Update. Wilson Garcia had a month-old son who was crying while a neighbor in Cleveland, Texas, north of Houston, was firing his weapon Friday night. The resulting actions by the alleged shooter, authorities say, he turned the gun on his neighbors. The suspect, 38-year-old Francisco Oropeza, remains at large this morning despite a search involving more than 200 police from multiple jurisdictions. Sheriff Greg Capers from the San Jacinto Sheriff's Office.
We arrived, found four people deceased inside the house. We life-flighted a 8-year-old boy to a hospital, and he has since been pronounced deceased at the hospital.
SpaceX confirms the final payload of last night's Heavy Falcon launch was a success. The satellite will provide internet coverage to Alaska for Pacific Dataport. Thanks for listening, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us. For more information on the show, you check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there. Our next guest, Paul Lehman, is going to be joining us to talk about freedom versus tyranny. This is what's happening in today's America, really, is what it comes down to. Is this freedom's last stand? He's the co-author, a professional writer who has covered issues ranging from national security to religious freedom. Paul, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Bill. Good to be here.
Well, let's address religious freedom right off the bat. I mean, it seems as we're looking over the landscape of America today, it really is a war against God, is it not?
Oh, it certainly is, Bill. No question about it. The irony is, a number of years ago, I worked for a commission that dealt with religious freedom violations around the world outside of America, and when we were monitoring freedom abroad or the decline of it, we never expected that we'd reach a point in America where we'd be facing some of the same violations that as we've seen in other countries.
And the thing that people need to understand and get their brain around is freedom doesn't come from the Biden family. It doesn't come from any political structure. Freedom comes from God himself. So you turn your back on God, turn your back on freedom, right?
That's exactly right, Bill. That's exactly right. Yeah, the Declaration of Independence says that our freedoms come from God, and that's what our founders believed. That's what our framers believed. That's what almost every president throughout American history believed and articulated.
Yeah, because even if you consider, if you were to extend the goodness of man as far as you want to, it still cannot compare with God's goodness, and you're going to end up in the absence of freedom. You are going to have humanoids taking over, and then you've got tyranny.
Right. That's exactly right. Yeah, and tyranny is the result of the absence of God. Most societies throughout history have either been pagan or they've rejected God in some other way, and tyranny moves in to fill the void. Tyranny is man's attempt to be God.
So here we are, almost 247 years of experience in this country, where we have seen that God miraculously has, you know, covered our nation, and there was for a reason. You know, I believe it was answered prayer, you know, from the pilgrims, asking God for a place to be able to honor God freely and not be be constricted. And God answered their prayer and gave them America. The founding fathers picked it up from there and realized, okay, if we were going to do something to honor God, then we need to come up with, you know, some documents, a manifesto, so to speak. We'll call it the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Right. Constitution, to clearly enumerate what the mission, what the objective was, and who we are going to honor. And as long as we were true to that, then it would go well for us. And for the most part, it has followed suit. It's when we violated said Constitution and violated the grounding principles that come from Judeo-Christian principles, I call them our first principles, that we've gotten ourselves in trouble. And this is where we find ourselves today like never before.
Right. Absolutely. That's exactly right. Ultimately, this is a spiritual issue. It's a religious issue. All politics, if you trace it back, comes back to that question. God versus government, it's government, freedom versus tyranny. And government outside of God always leads to tyranny. Always some form of statism that denies the rights of the individual.
Mm-hmm. And here we are, as you've written in your book, Freedom's Last Stand, we've given rise to evil.
Yeah, that's right. We are setting the stage. Just COVID alone, the COVID era, where we start to fight COVID, or in the name of fighting COVID, we took away basic freedoms. Mm-hmm. Religious freedom, for example. Churches were shut down, but liquor stores in many cases were allowed to operate. Big box stores were allowed to operate. Religion was considered, religious services were considered non-essential. And, tell that to the founders. Tell that to virtually any major figure in American history. They would be shocked at what we did during that era.
Why did the American people fail to see that?
Yeah, I think you're right. It wasn't just a problem with leadership moving in and playing God. It was the American people, or too many, millions of Americans, being willing to give up their precious freedoms for the promise of security. And I think Ben Franklin once said that if you try to sacrifice freedom in the name of security, you'll get neither.
Exactly. And he was right, right? I mean, here it is. We've experienced
right.
it, right?
Yeah, there's no evidence that the lockdowns, all these draconian measures, there's absolutely no evidence whatsoever that they stopped COVID. None.
And here we are 2.5 years later, and we see the wreckage, the human destruction that took place because we gave up our freedoms. And here it was. It was interesting, as you pointed out, you know, why the church? Why did they close down? Why did they have to close down the church?
Right, right. That's right. Yeah. Why was the church, why were all houses of worship considered to be non-essential? I mean, that just says everything. So some of these folks in government might not have even realized their biases. Mm-hmm. I think some might have, you know, been out to get people of faith, but I think some just thought they were doing the normal, natural thing, because their thinking was secularized.
Well, it's what happens when you no longer appreciate, first of all, an Almighty God that created this all to begin with. I mean, you have to really sear your conscience and blank out your memory to not see the providence of God throughout the history of America. And right. at a time when we needed God more than ever, we turn our back on God and say, that's okay, we'll take it from here.
Right. That's right. At this point, there's so many problems affecting this country, and these seem to be coming from all directions. And we need God more than ever. And as you said, at the very time that we need God, we are continuing to push God away. Now, there are millions of Americans who don't feel that way, but that leads to another freedom issue, which is cancel culture, the rise of cancel culture, where those people who are trying to stand up often are being silenced.
Well, you know, and that doesn't bother me. That's okay, in a sense, Paul. I mean, people can defy gravity, but gravity's still in place. And right. in a sense, this is what's going on, is you have the stubbornness of humanity, the stiff neck that they own, and they want to sit there and put their, you know, hands on their hips and defy God blatantly. And as you say, some more obvious than others. But for people of faith, this is time for them, because there's never been, you know, even when Jesus died and he rose from the dead, there was never 1,000% agreement. And there will never be 1,000% agreement, because in this realm, we deal with good and evil. Good and evil are coexisting in the time being. But you need to decide, what side of the ledger do you want you and your family to be on? Do you want to be on the side of good or on the side of evil? And there's a clear delineation. There's no middle ground in this anymore. And this is what, to me, this is what's coming into focus. Is that fair?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And that's what our book actually points to. Every person has to make that choice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. That's true of every life and every time. But I think it's so obvious now, for those with eyes to see and ears to hear, that a choice is being placed before us. And the relationship between good and evil and freedom versus tyranny has always been tied together.
Mm-hmm.
In biblical times, Samuel, the judge Samuel, the leaders approached him and said, "We want a king." And Samuel said, "Why do you want a king? Your God is your king,
mm-hmm.
and he's giving you a law, and you have freedom. Why would you want to give that away? If you have a king, he's going to rule over you like a tyrant." So this whole issue, good versus evil, freedom versus tyranny, is mentioned prominently in Scripture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing that's interesting is that Samuel goes to God and said, "They're rejecting me." And God says, no, they're rejecting me. That's what it's coming down to.
Right.
We've got
Paul,
more from Paul Levin after this. Stay with us.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921.
800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Paul Levin is our guest. He's worked in New York City and Washington, D.C. as a speechwriter for the past 15 years, served as a speechwriter for New York Governor George Pataki, and then as director of speechwriting for U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff. And he is now a co-author of this new book that we're going to be talking more about, Freedom's Last Stand, The Rise of Evil. Paul, as I was saying earlier, you know, this really is a simple thing like the defiance of gravity. This is the thing about the simplicity of God and his universal laws. They are simple. Man, in their own ways, tries to make them so complicated in much the same way as you were talking about in the Old Testament. You know, God gave us the Ten Commandments, and then you had the Jews of Jesus' time that turned those Ten Commandments into, you know, 10 million volumes, if you could say, of all these different things that God didn't say, but they insisted in adding to, because this is what man wants to do in its own hubris and arrogance, thinking that they know better than God, right?
Yeah, that's right. And we've seen it also in the history of our Christendom in Europe, you know, adding all sorts of it's replacing relationship with God with religion. It's pure religion, meaning that people want to do their own thing. They want to make their own laws. You know, God's laws aren't enough. We're always trying to add. Mm-hmm. And that's the history. That's the history of the West, unfortunately, in Europe. And that's what made America so different. The groups that came over to America got to break from just dead dry tradition, and they sought to focus back on the Word of God. And the results, many of the good results included freedom.
Right, exactly.
The rebirth of freedom, yeah.
Right, because the thing is that, you know, as you said earlier, the evil powers, they can't create, they just can divide. And look, go back, to me, you know, this is what I love about the book of Genesis, particularly the first 12 chapters. It lays it out for you. And it comes back with that echoing question that came from Satan. Did God really say? Because, right. You know, if we question God's authority, I mean, there wasn't that quick response from Adam or Eve. But it's a takeaway that we should have from that conversation between the devil and Eve and subsequently with Adam. Yes, God did say. And I believe that, you know, this is what God, in a sense, is waiting for his crowning, you know, his crown of creation, you know, humanity, to come back and say, yes, God said, and I believe it. And, right. And you know, it's just, okay, but, you know, meanwhile, contemporary thought and man in his own arrogance comes up with his own plans. And as we're told in the book of Psalms, that God laughs at the plans of man, right?
Right, right. That's exactly right. And it's interesting. We have hope for the future. Humanity does, because the tail end of the book of Revelation describes the original tree of life that was in the garden. It's the sense we're going back to the garden before the fall, before all of what has befallen humanity, mm-hmm. all the evil, all the strife, all the wars. It will be no more. They will be no more, and there'll be a restoration mm-hmm. of what once was in the Garden of Eden.
You know, God has been faithful with his promises. I mean, you look at Bible prophecy, about 2/3 has already been fulfilled, 1,000%. And
right.
People ask me about that, and I say, well, what do you think the chances are that the remaining third, that God will hit 1,000% as well?
Right. And those fulfillments have been extraordinary, and there's just no arguing around them. One of the greatest proofs that the Bible is true and is the Word of God is precisely that, fulfillment
exactly.
of the prophecy.
It doesn't come to interpretation, right? You don't have to sit there and say, well, this is kind of what it meant. No, I mean, it's, again, going back to the simplicity of the gospel. It's there. God says it in plain English for us to understand.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, there's no argument. And what other God precisely orders all these things and says in advance exactly what's going to happen. And it happens
right.
just as he said it would. I don't know any other God who comes close.
Just the history of the Jewish people alone. Mm-hmm. 24 centuries ago, before the worldwide dispersion of the Jewish people, the destruction of the Second Temple, the prophet Zechariah and others were predicting A, a dispersion, B, a coming back, and a restoration of the nation. And that took place over a period of 24 centuries.
Yes.
And here we are today. Mm. That's one of the most amazing fulfillments of prophecy is how a people was exiled all to the end of the earth
yeah.
and then gathered back 20 centuries later, all of which was predicted 24 centuries ago.
Who could create a nation in one day?
Right, exactly.
And here it is. And I've maintained since 1948, it is as if when that happened, the hour hand of God's prophetic clock was set. And what
right.
has been passing are minutes and seconds to that final chapter of the book of Revelation and the entrance of a new heaven and new earth.
Right, right. That's right. Yeah, and some people ask, are we in the last days? And the Bible defines last days in various ways. In a sense, we've been in the last days for the last 20 centuries, mm-hmm. since the first coming of the Messiah.
Right.
So in a sense, the last 2,000 years have been the last days. But Israel coming back as a nation in 48, that's a clear marker.
Yes.
That, and the reunification of Jerusalem in 1967, another clear marker. And of course, negatively, the rise of draconian responses to COVID and the call for global governance throughout the world, which is exactly what we speak about in the book Freedom's Last Stand, mm-hmm. the rise of a global dictator that will seek to take over the world, abolish nations as we know them, and rule. And rule is the ultimate mm-hmm. opponent of God.
And the other thing, in contrast, Paul, that we will see is a revival like we've never seen before. Because
right.
revivals happen when they're most needed, when people
right.
are most desperate. I think we are getting close to desperate. Reminds me a little bit of the, you know, the movie that was released here this year, you know, The Jesus Revolution. And there was a question asked that was put forth to Pastor Chuck Smith, you know, have you ever been desperate? And that's what happened in the 70s. You had a lot of young people that were very desperate, and they turned to Christ. And I believe that a time is coming, but a greater dimension, because this revival that is coming will be some, I believe, will be experienced throughout the world, not just in Southern California or in little bonfire areas, that this will be something that will be ignited in a more universal plane.
Right. And what's interesting, even that revival in the 1970s, this is pretty good evidence that it led to a cascade of revivals, which led to the fall of the Soviet Union, the fall of the Iron Curtain, hundreds of millions of people experiencing freedom behind the Iron Curtain, and some trace it back to the revival in the 1970s in America.
Yes.
It crossed borders, it crossed oceans, it came to Europe, and in the early 80s, we saw it happen and beginning to happen behind the Iron Curtain, first in Poland. The rise of the Solidarity Movement was a political expression of it, but what was going on was a revival. It was people and it was an entire empire fell without anyone firing a shot. It was one of the greatest miracles of history.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is the power of faith and the hand of God, and it would seem that with the rise right now of evil, the way it's being manifest, I know you know, Jonathan Kahn has endorsed your book, and Jonathan and I have been dear friends, and his new book, you know, The Return of the Gods, you know, has some sort of, you know, connection with Freedom's Last Stand, I believe.
Oh, it certainly does. One of the things Jonathan has always said, I've known him since the early 80s. We went to Israel together. We've partnered on a lot of things. Jonathan mentioned at one point that when these gods, when these false gods, when they seek to take over, at first they speak the language of tolerance. Okay, all we want is tolerance. We want to tolerate various lifestyles, tolerate, and then people oblige and they tolerate because people's natural inclination is to try to affirm other people. Mm-hmm. But the ultimate goal is not tolerance. The ultimate goal is to shut down. To shut down any other opinion other than the opinion that comes from the adversary, and we've seen it now. We've seen it, what began as a plea for tolerance becomes a drive to just shut down anyone who dares to disagree. And so the Return of the Gods is about not just the spirit of wickedness, but it's also a spirit of tyranny. It's just shutting down of anyone who dares to disagree. People risk their jobs. People risk, even in some cases, their lives.
Well,
people's lives are threatened.
And like all things tyrannical, it's never enough. It's insatiable, isn't it?
Right. That's right. Because we know where it comes from, and because the adversary is insatiable. He has a hole in his heart somehow, in a way that it's a complete mystery. We don't understand, but that. And he will refuses to fill it with God, refuses, he'll never repent. And so his goal is, he's a graffiti artist. He can't create. God creates. He seeks
exactly
to graffiti everything God does.
Paul Levin, thank you so much. Freedom's Last Stand, linked on our website.
Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital?